Excuse me, guys, we're going to restart the meeting. Folks, we got to keep the recording clean, please.
Okay, Mr. Lubner is speaking.
Just to let the minutes reflect that the meeting was temporarily postponed.
Guys,
because
please.
Of a lack of a
quorum. Mr. Kiley.
Mr. Kiley, please, we got to get the official meeting going back. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Bruce, you want to say that again?
I just said just have the minutes reflect that the meeting was temporarily suspended due to a lack of a quorum.
Due to a bathroom break. Go ahead.
I just continue on what I was talking about on Highland Avenue. I would need to know what direction you'd like me to proceed in, if you'd like to pursue this additional drainage. Like I said, it would be cleaner if Fiore did it, because he's working in the area, and this way, everything gets done before he paves. However, the other option is to, I can shop it out to the other two contractors we have in town, working under their contracts, just it might, it might take place after the paving of Highland.
We wouldn't want to do that, though.
Yeah, I think we should move ahead with the existing contractor, but I despair that he's going to have a design that will effectively capture the water. And I don't know how to
regulate it,
how to make sure that that happens.
Okay, so we took additional shots going up Twin Lights to see which way the water was going. We were out there during rainstorms, and a lot of the water cascades down the southern portion of Twin Lights. It crosses and comes down. It misses the inlet at that garage at the corner.
Right.
It hits a corner of that inlet.
Right.
What this, in essence, does, captures the water before it gets to that point, pipes underground into the system down by the garage.
Where is the inlet? Where is the drain going to be? On the slope?
On Twin Lights itself.
On Twin Lights itself.
Correct. Tim, you want one?
I'm good.
Sure?
Yeah, I'll have one for the farm.
I can't.
You want one?
Yeah. So what are you talking about?
So basically, this is Lighthouse Road. Mm-hmm. Coming down here. This water cascades down to the southern side of Lighthouse. Misses that inlet. It's coming down with such velocity. It goes across Highland Avenue currently. What these two inlets will do, they're kind of facing, they're at an angle facing up Lighthouse. To capture the water, get a full face instead of a side view like you would see on the road, it gives it more of an area to get collected into the system, piped into the current system, across we're adding another inlet over on the ocean side to capture that water, because some of that water coming down the ocean is missing the inlet there. It's coming out into the intersection, and then all that gets piped down and taken down Highland Avenue.
Okay.
So that's what we're looking at right now. If it's council's pleasure, I will prepare that change order and move Fiore along to get that work completed.
Are you going to be overseeing and making sure the design is solid?
Yes.
Okay. I'll offer it.
Second.
All in favor of Mr. Lubner, we'll do the change order.
We'll do the change order, right.
By the July meeting?
Sure, but what would happen is, as K&R, who's the drainage contractor, is in town now, he's going to be wrapping up with Miller in the next couple of days. I want to shift him over to that work while he's here.
Before he takes off.
Instead of moving.
So I would want to move that tonight, and then I'll have the work will be completed.
The documentation will be
exactly. The change order
okay.
Document that will be next meeting.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that, too.
Okay, so that was offered by Mayor Nolan, seconded by Mr. Francie. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Okay, I will make sure that K&R has that work scheduled, and we will move.
Please,
move
and keep us updated via email. And Mr. Hill, obviously.
Certainly. Staying with the Highland Avenue project, the intent is once K&R gets over Miller Street, they want to remobilize the concrete contractor, get the concrete work done down there. Hopefully by then I have the utility pole, remove the dead utility pole, so to speak, on the S-curve. I can get that concrete work done up there that needs to happen with the sidewalk, and then Fiore will come in behind and start boxing the roadway out for paving.
How are we looking schedule-wise?
Right schedule-wise, I'm hoping to have everything wrapped up in a month.
Okay.
That's what the intent is. If all goes well with the drainage work and I get that utility pole kicked out of the way, Fiore's jumping a bit. He's ready to go.
Right.
And that, so it wouldn't be a schedule issue on his part. It's a matter of if I get the final cooperation with that utility company to get that pole out of the ground.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay? Regardless of that, you know, if that's the last thing that's holding us up, I can certainly start working other parts of the road to get,
exactly.
You know, just like a small final coat until that's, you know, obviously that's out of the way. Moving on to Bay Avenue, contractor, the one subcontractor is completing the drainage work. He is substantially complete. He only has a little bit more to do. He did the drainage in the park. Mm-hmm. Those inlets are in. The concrete subcontractor is moving up to the water side of Bay Avenue. And he started doing the, I guess it would be the south side as well. He's moving at a good clip with the concrete work now. That should allow L&L to come in and start boxing that road out also over the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
That should be a quick run on the paving side of it. There's a little bit of grade change here and there. You can see some of the inlets. They look a little lower than the road it's at there now because we're changing the grade of the road to get it to drain better. But that project should also be substantially complete within 30 days.
Okay.
Right, as long as we get good weather, knock wood.
How are you handling the sod?
We're getting a price on them. We told them we wanted to do sod in that park. So we're getting a price. We'll do a change order for it. The price that I'm being told by my construction guys, I didn't get a final, but they're saying it looks pretty good. And we'll get that worked in.
Are you expecting bad weather like snow in the next 30 days?
I'm not expecting snow. But as long as, you know, if we get, you know, as long as the tides cooperate, obviously, when we can work in the road, we don't get a severe storm. I mean, they should be able to keep to continue making good progress. I have been on them. I'm not happy with the way the staging area is being kept in the parking lot down towards the end. I've been on them about getting their spoils out of there. I see them meandering a little farther than I'd like them to. They're taking a little more of that lot than I want to see. So I will address that tomorrow.
Okay.
Kind of corral them back onto the on the one side again. So that's pretty much it on the road projects. The only other thing I'd like to add tonight is, as directed by the governing body, we did prepare and submit a CDBG grant application for improvements to the North Street pump station and also to the inflow pipe towards it.
Okay. Anyone have any questions up here for the engineer?
The only comment I have, Dale, is that the CDBG presentation is August 22nd. So that's when we get to make our presentation.
Be ready.
Don't worry.
Willow Street pipe repair. Anyone have that? Who's speaking on that?
I could do that.
Who are you?
Give me 1 second here. Okay. Oswald went out and did the video work of that pipe. The pipe itself is in predominantly great shape until it gets down towards the water, which we suspected.
Okay.
You have a couple joint separations, a couple repairs, minor repairs of the pipe need to be completed. I'm hoping it's something that's relatively easy to do. And when I say easy, I'm not sure if DPW can handle that, but it's a minor repair that needs to be completed.
Okay.
The other alternative is I can get a price from one of the three contractors in town.
Mr. Hill, where are
you? Mr. Hill and I spoke about Oswald being in, about the pipe itself being in good shape except down towards the water, as we thought. It's just a matter of how we want
to
proceed.
What's your feeling on DPW being able to handle it now?
I think that the extent of the repairs, we may be able to authorize you. Let's go that
okay.
Way.
Right. Why don't we...
So why don't we do this, guys? At the table, you're going to need some direction. So if Mr. Hill and you feel that our guys can do it, clearly have them do it. If not, then you got to talk to who you got to talk to.
Well, if it's all right, you guys, what we'll do is Mr. Hill and I will meet with DPW,
yeah.
Go over the defects, if you will, the flaws in the pipe.
How far from the bulkhead is the separation?
20 feet, maybe.
Okay.
You know, and it's what happens is you have a broken joint that could be repaired, and then there's another joint that's closer to the bulkhead itself. I can tell you just how far it is. That separation is on that last length of pipe, you know, as it gets to the bulkhead.
Like,
so they're going to be working
like
close.
Feet from it.
Yeah, they're going to be getting close to that bulkhead, but it's something that could. It's not a large project to undertake.
Okay.
Now obviously, if we get DPW to do it, it'll be much cheaper than having a contractor come in.
Obviously, yeah. Okay, so try that route first.
Yeah, we'll meet with Reggie.
Between the two of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Highland Avenue project, traffic calming devices. Mr. O'Neill is not able to make it today, and he asked me if we would hold off on this till the next meeting so he could weigh in. I know he's, I believe, anti, but I'm not speaking for him. Does anybody have any thoughts on holding it, or do you want to do it tonight?
As I understand it, the contract includes, according to Mr. Hill, the contract has been let with the traffic calming devices as part of it.
Included.
Correct. They were an alternate bid item in the contract, and that alternate was awarded as part of the overall price.
So this is, we don't have to do anything tonight, and it's still happening.
Exactly. Right now, we don't do anything tonight. As long as the direction stays the same, you know, if he's paving the next 30 days, the speed humps, the traffic calming devices, get put in last. Okay, so we could pave the road first anyway, and they'd be put in later, you know, at the end. Okay.
I do not believe there's a sentiment from the council to eliminate the calming devices.
Right. I don't favor eliminating them.
Like I said, right now they're in. Like you unless know. I hear otherwise from the table, right now they're in the contract.
Do you favor eliminating them or putting them in? I mean, there's no wrong answer to your opinion, you know.
I don't have one right now because I really talked to it. I just don't. I don't think they're needed up there personally.
Okay, how about you, Ben?
I do think it'll end up being something we eventually pull out in 5 years.
So in essence, it's a 2-2 push, you know, and yeah. I guess we stand.
But back. I mean, if it's already in there, then you're going to go ahead and put them in there and see how they fly.
Okay, so we're not voting on it at all, but it's already included. Okay.
Any different than shore drives.
Mr. Mayor, are they insertions into the roadway or part of the pavement?
Do you want to speak to it? We'll talk about. You'll have the chance to ask that at the public portion. HBP Beer Fest event. Who's talking to that, Carla?
The last meeting we brought this up, I think you wanted the chief to weigh in on this. Did you?
We just wanted to make sure he was,
yeah,
you know.
I talked to him.
Okay.
I do have a request that I found out about 30 minutes.
That he doesn't know about?
No. Oh. Well.
Imagine that, huh?
I was wondering if you would be able to approve either the 13th or the 20th. We found out that the Great American Brewery, Great American Craft Festival is the same weekend in Denver, and there may be an issue with some of the companies. So we were just wondering.
Well, what is our end of the preparation? The only reason I'm asking you that is it has to then be able to be prepared for both dates.
Yeah. Well, no, it's either going to be one or the other.
When will you know?
We just wanted to have that as an option. I just spoke to the gentleman from the company just before I came here. So, I mean, we can go ahead with the approval on the 13th, but there may be an amendment letter requesting to make it the 20th instead of the 13th down the road.
Okay. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? The bid wants to keep it open-ended and be able to do one of two. I don't mean that in a bad way. That's one of two dates.
I don't think it conflicts with anything else we have.
Okay. I'm okay with that. Do we need do we got a vote on that? Or?
Yeah, we voted on it last time.
Okay, but it's a different date. Or possibly a different date.
Right, so you need to vote to permit that.
Okay, I will offer to permit both dates.
Offer by Mayor Nolan.
Second it.
Seconded by Ms. Kane. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Hard yes. Yes. First, before we get into the public portion, I just want to acknowledge all what the first responders did, both first aid and I believe some of our fire contingency. Definitely, I know the fire boat was out there for that unfortunate hoax with Sandy Hook, but obviously I think that your volunteers did us very proud, and some of the paid professionals did us very proud, even though it turned out to be an unfortunate hoax. But I think it has to be acknowledged. They mobilized very quick. I knew guys that were out there that I work with that were actually down here visiting the Coast Guard station, and one of the first teams they saw out there was Highlands. So just want to acknowledge that. Dolores Edelback. She's gone. Joseph Nicosia. If I pronounce it wrong, I apologize, folks. 53 Matthew Street, I think the last name is Flynn. Probably gone, okay. Jerry Savnik, batting 1,000 tonight. Kathleen Murray.
Yes, ma'am.
You're good? Okay, thank you. Tara Ryan, is Tara still here?
I'm going to pass.
You're going to pass. Carol Bucko.
Oh, go, no, no.
Come on, go.
I thought you gave you 30 days, you were going to give us free.
After we did the agreement, you're still good there.
Actually, I just want to, Carol Bucko, 330 Shore Drive. I just want to address the traffic calming devices. I lived up there for 50 years. Never needed them. They were never necessary. hindrance to the people that live there. So you didn't vote on it. It's in the contract. And if you change your mind, I don't care because I don't live up there anymore. But I just don't think it's a good idea.
Bill, thank you, Ms. Bunker. Bill, very quickly, weigh in on the traffic calming. Is it what Mr. Kiley had asked?
They're asphalt speed humps is what they are. You pave the road first. The asphalt speed humps get built in after the road's paved, and then, you know.
Is it fair to say they're easily removable if it's a...
You'd have to mill them out.
But it's not the end of the world.
You can remove them if you wanted to. I mean, you'd have to mill them out.
Okay. With that, I'll offer the
chair. Offered by Mayor Nunn.
Seconded
by Ms. Kane. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.
What happened to the list?
Wait, what happened to the list? I signed up for it.
Is there another list?
So did I. I signed up
for it. Is there another list?
Sorry, folks.
Oh. I apologize. All right, listen, the samples came out. It was on the agendas. Everybody saw this.
Dale.
Wait a minute. It's always me. It's always me. I'm telling you.
So we offer to
re-adjourn. The staples came out.
Re-adjourn?
Someone can strike me. I throw a fat 1,000 edge out, too.
Restart the meeting?
We have to.
I apologize.
Okay. I'm going to offer to restart the meeting.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Second by Ms. Kane. All in favor?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Mandrot.
Two things. Is there any word yet when they're going
to pay
Bayside Drive?
Mr. Hill, you weighing in on that, or...?
Jackie Fawcett from ExxonMobil contacted me today via email. She's out of state, but we're going to set up a meeting next week to discuss the proposal that the borough's put forth.
So
they
we'll
did request
that.
An amendment to the paving, and they haven't made an official agreement with us as of yet.
Trees are growing through the side of the hills.
Right.
They're changing, they put up there. So that's going to be another... The other thing I have is just on speed bumps. I was up in Newark the other day on Washington Street to the PA, and I met a friend up there, and I drove him home. He lives on 12th Street in Newark. He put speed bumps on 12th Street and 11th, one by his house. Since they put it in, they got 18 accidents. And the city of Newark is being sued.
Is that right?
Because of the speed bumps. And these speed bumps, and they got big signs in the street with arrows pointing to them, and they're one-way streets, and the cars just fly over them. They're 4 foot long. They fly over them and plow right into the cars on the other side. And it's very dangerous. They don't want their kids playing out there.
Okay.
So I think speed bumps are the worst thing you can do.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mandrot. Roger Clementi.
164 Vermont Avenue. Could somebody tell me how FEMA works? You know, I'm confused.
You don't have an appointment. in relation to, in what small part are you talking about?
Well, number one, you apply. Does the town assist in the applicant applying for the...
Well, we apply for some FEMA things as a town. We're the applicant.
Okay.
So there's different FEMA. I mean, I don't want to be smart, but there's a wide range of FEMA applications.
Okay. There's some homeowners that are tentatively are going to get a grant to raise the house.
Okay, now that's specific. Okay, so what's your question on that?
On that, I got some paperwork. Why was the town required? How's the town involved with FEMA? Why does the town
in that capacity? How does to that? Tim, speak to this because you're on you and Dale. Basically.
Kick it over to Dale at this point because no, really, for the
that program, the application process is closed.
We did send in a letter of intent when the initial Hurricane Irene came about. We did send a letter of intent to FEMA with regards to property damage. It was something that we were encouraged to apply for. After that process, there was notification that funding may be coming available. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Lubner at that point.
Right. Basically, the construction official had posted some information stating that if you're interested in having your house raised under this ordinance, you had substantial damage from the hurricane. Stop in, complete the paperwork, I guess, with him as a first step.
There was some step of paperwork and also applying directly to FEMA.
Right.
To notify them that you're in need of assistance.
Right, and then there was a series of properties that were determined to be substantially damaged, as determined by Mr. Vitale, and FEMA visited too as well, correct?
Yeah, FEMA came in and took
They came in and did a tour.
Who's Mr. Vitale?
He's a construction official.
Okay.
For the borough.
He was in the process to say assisted.
Yeah, he was a small part of the process. They were on site touring these properties. So.
And then how does it get determined that a certain amount? You know,
that's all FEMA. I mean, FEMA has all those calculations.
How do you come up with an amount?
FEMA came up with a number as to what they felt the value would be.
Okay.
All right, and I believe that value was 121,000.
121
or 22. Per unit. 91.3 thereabouts. 91,000 that FEMA would give. The other 30,000 would come out of the insurance money from the property owners.
Flood insurance.
Right. And then anything beyond that, that had to do with strictly, anything they wanted beyond that would come out of the homeowner's
out-of-pocket expense.
Pocket. It wouldn't come out of the borough's pocket.
The reason why I asked, I went and tried to call FEMA to answer my questions. FEMA doesn't exist in New Jersey. I called Washington, and Washington told me, check the Yellow Pages. And I said,
Did you go online?
This is in Washington.
No, did you go online, computer?
No.
They have a website.
So
you know.
I picked up the phone. I'm a big spender.
Yeah.
So I called, and the person told me to look in Yellow Pages. So I look in Yellow Pages, I can't find nothing. I call the state, the FEMA office, and nothing exists. So I called back, and I said, who can help me with the FEMA? To be honest with you, there's no office open in New Jersey. And I said, how do you get information outside of going online? Who can help me? Well, nobody can help me. I said, let me talk to the supervisor. The person says to me, the supervisor doesn't know. And at that point in time, I nearly said to him, to the woman, let me talk to the director. Maybe the director should know. I mean, it's ridiculous how they have the whole, very, very confusing.
Okay.
And the second question I got is for Mr. Hope. Did you have a chance to go over there and look at that the ditch?
Looked at every ditch. twice. Multiple times. The area back there, and we all know, back along Shore Drive there, there's been some diversion of, how do we say, the landslide that has created some ponding issues. The ditch where you're talking about, the drainage that comes out to Shore Drive, there's debris, growth around there. If that's removed, I'm not certain that that's going to create diversion of the water from the downland property.
Well, it's also up on your property, too, on the house property, too. There's a lake there. I appreciate you going over and looking at it.
There's certain areas back there that seem to be flowing, but I will tell you this, and I've been back there visiting often, what was done in good effort to help the water flow there with the growth and the good growing season we've had, a lot of the grass and weed areas grown up along that stream bed too. So whether or not we're going to be responsible going there and try to mitigate that, is something we got to consider, but it seems like it's very lush back there right now too, along that whole corridor.
Thank you.
Where is that? What section?
Hang on. We'll have a chance. I'm sorry. Kim Skorka?
Just to follow up real quickly.
Okay, I'm sorry. Name and address,
please. Kim Skorka, 315 Shore Drive. The area that you said is lush and growing, is that behind the...
There's a couple different areas.
Okay, because there is one area that's got nothing growing on.
Right, but there's some areas that are... If you're back there, you'll notice that they're growing because
I just don't want people to get the impression that the hill where the landslide came down is lush and green.
No, that's not what I said.
Well, I'm just clarifying what you had said. Because I agree with you, there are some areas growing, but not a lot. My question about the slope is there any update on FEMA funding to stabilize it?
We have heard nothing formally that they're...
Is it still in limbo, still in process?
I can't comment on what FEMA's position is. From the beginning, when we applied for mitigation for the private property area there, we were told from the beginning that applying for private property is really something that's not normally considered by FEMA. We've had contact with them. We haven't heard anything that said definitely no, but the further away from the event we get, I'm not holding out any great hopes at this point. That's my personal opinion.
When is the last time you were in touch with FEMA regarding the slope stabilization?
The letters of intent. I spoke to a gentleman there probably 2 weeks ago with regards to any updates. And projects in New Jersey are moving along. A lot of them aren't. I read in today's paper, too, there's another issue almost similar to a stream bed that was locked out. And in DEP, nobody can figure out how they're going to get that reopened. And there's issues all over the state with that.
And have you or anyone on the council found any other funding sources for this?
For the slope?
Any other government assistance?
Nope. We did get, what was the final number? 665
for a total.
665,000 for a grant from FEMA, right, basically. For a new fire truck that should replace two. And we also got, at the same time we applied for the slope area, we also applied for Captain's Cove Marina, and then we got funding for the private part of it, which was in around, what, 27,000,
24,000? For the public.
For our own property, so that did happen. We got funded for that. Carlos Afala Braswell.
I just wanted to ask about the, did you say another month for Huddy Park? I'm just wondering for the farmer's market. We were going to move across the way, but... The farmers, they weren't interested in moving across the way to the bank for us. So
they want to stay on that side.
Right. This week in light of the Taste of Highlands, so we're going to officially start at the June 30th date. Concern is it going to be a mess? Is the park going to be usable?
Well, the park should be usable.
The Shore Drive side should be
perfect. Right.
But that's not going to work.
But keep in mind, you put sod down and you water it, it's going to be soft. So if you start walking around it with the market, you're going to kill it. So you're that sod's got to root for a little bit.
So should we move to that?
I think it sounds that way.
Why don't you do that?
That's what I'm asking.
Do it.
Is that a problem?
What about for us? Anybody have a problem with moving the Veterans Park?
No.
I don't. I offer you're allowed to move to Veterans Park. Anyone want a second? I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, we're trying to think.
I know.
Everybody's good with that? All opposed? None? There you go. Okay, that's
so
a unanimous decision.
The way the park stands.
Is that, by the way, we have to do an illegal alert? They're allowed to have
that's
it there.
That's how it would be
safe
for the next few weeks.
You know what?
I was out there tonight. It was graded out. If I get sod in there next week.
Right.
It'll be green and lush again, because that sod's going to take a little bit to kick in.
Why don't you just move it to Veterans Park? We're done. This way you don't have to worry about you only using half and somebody walking on the wrong line or whatever it is.
I mean, I could rope off the area if you want, but it's going to take away everything towards the Bay Avenue side. You know, for what was the story?
Well, the feeling is because there's four farmers and then the other vendors, you know. And their feeling is, and they have like 3 tents each, so it does require the entire perimeter. And their feeling is they don't want to be like one over there or separated across the street. They just kind of want to be all.
And they don't want to go near the bank?
I no.
Okay.
No.
And I think the only alternative is Veterans.
Yeah. So then we'll have to look at that. And
if that's the decision you decide, as the bid, the council is not opposed.
I mean, that goes through October, right?
Yeah.
So you figure if I get sod in there, it's in the next week or two. And then late in the summer, you could probably move back without a problem. But I don't know if you want to go through the distance and move everybody back again. So maybe for the season, maybe you stay in.
No,
I don't know. I'll leave it up to you guys.
You know, the applications have been online all year. You know, one location, just kind of, you know.
Don't move.
Or have somebody there. I mean, there's businesses there. They can say, hey, they're, you know.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Mr. Kiley, please name an address, sir.
Hi, 1 Kiley, 39 Shore Drive. Don't we have an Office of Emergency Management for people that want to contact FEMA? I mean, isn't that the right entity for them to go through rather than the business administrator?
Well,
ahead.
Well, I would just say, I mean, generally OEM offices would have some connection with FEMA, or at least interaction, and I don't know if you have a local one or the state one, but because FEMA is a federal agency, and if you're having trouble...
Right.
No, I was going to say, for Mr. Clemente, if he's having trouble contacting them, you might be better off contacting our congressman's office to say, look, I'm trying to get in touch with FEMA, nobody's helping me out.
What are you trying to get from them, Mr. McClendon?
Well, I'm trying to get some, you know, information. You know, I don't know if it was resident that had, you know, be helped with the landslide. And quite honestly, I feel that we were overbooked by FEMA.
Okay. Then my opinion, it's just my opinion, I wouldn't try to call somebody at a desk at FEMA. I would try to call your representation higher up, like in Congress. Just my opinion. And there is a our congressman right now is Frank Colon, and there is an office in Long Branch.
Yeah.
That they answer the phone. I mean, they, you know.
Well, it's a tough situation.
No, no, I'm just telling you. You're talking to somebody down maybe in Washington answering the phone. I'm not dismissing them, but I don't know if they have the power to change that.
And it's also not clear why you don't go online, click on contact us, and they'll give you the telephone numbers to call.
My email is monitored.
They didn't.
By military. So,
they didn't.
This
they
is not email. This is the internet.
On the highway, 945.
But that was for a specific reason.
Okay.
Okay. Pauline Jennings?
I'm not done.
Sorry, sir. Go ahead.
That's my long shot.
Okay, whatever.
On Shore Drive, the municipal parking lot, it's not complete. There's no lighting, there's no painting, no lines being done. And the paving was done, I'm going to guess, more than a year ago. So the lot is incomplete. And in addition to that, it's being used by the borough to store, presently, asphalt. Now, when I spoke with Tim in the past about it, he said we don't have any place to put it, but there is a concrete pad in front of the salt building, which is adjacent to the recycling yard, or in the recycling yard itself, so the asphalt can go in there. What's happened is that municipal lot has been used by the fire department for many trucks for a long period of time. It was used by a sewer cleaning company dump refuse there, and it's just being used for purposes that it's not intended. That's the first thing. The second thing is the municipal parking lot at the south end of Shore Drive, north of the turn, going on to Bay Avenue, is also being used as a staging area for equipment, supplies, and now debris. I don't know whose it is. I asked him in the past. He was having some difficulty finding out who it belongs to, but it doesn't belong there, simply put. So I'm asking the council at this point to clean up those two areas. The lot that has the asphalt, there's no reason for the asphalt to be there presently. The pipes that have been on the other parking lot have been there for months. The debris that's there has been there for months. And there's two trucks there that have been there for probably 2 months now. There's no reason.
Come with a lot down near Havana?
No.
When you go south on Shore Drive and you're forced to make the left, that parking lot on both sides, the west side of that parking lot presently has about 20 concrete sewer pipes in it.
Okay.
If they're for the Bay Avenue project, why aren't they on the Bay Avenue project? If they're for Miller Hill, why aren't they up there? I mean, it just doesn't make sense why they're there. And it's constantly being used as a staging area for projects in the city. Why aren't the projects themselves being used as a staging area? I mean, if we have a big project going on and you need more space, I understand that. But that's not the case. It's being used essentially as a dumping ground and is really making the entire street dirty.
Okay. Dale, you want to speak to that?
The area down by the curb, the debris I have to check into, the pipes, I know the pipes are from the Highland Avenue project. That area up there is so tight. Okay, you've got structures all over the place up there. So they had asked for permission to move it elsewhere. That's the one place that we thought would be out of the way. Nobody anticipated the pipes being there as long as they were because of the utility issues we had.
Okay.
So I'll be able to get those out of there. The drainage work is just about complete. Okay. The trucks, they had the trucks up on the hill, they were taking it. Being on the street overnight. So they were brought downtown.
Which is still illegal, by the way.
Understood. But that's one of the places they were told to get them.
Yeah, because everybody's using it as a dumping ground. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what I'm looking to avoid. Those houses on that.
Right. Those trucks will be gone as well. Okay. The pipe of the trucks, I can take the debris. I'll take a look at it.
The trucks are gone. The trucks I'm talking about are either city-owned or ones by extension at the fire department.
They're the ones that were secured with the plows. As soon as we get permission to... The plows came with the trucks. We weren't allowed to just get the plows.
Right.
It's complicated, but it's government.
I understand.
As soon as we get permission to salvage the trucks, plows are coming off and the trucks are gone.
Okay, but again, it's a staging area for debris or salvage or non-usable stuff. I live on a block. I don't want it anymore. It's very simple. It's been done like that since that area was paved. Don't want it. The stuff that's been sucked out of the sewers up on the top of the storm drains up on the other side of 36 has been dumped there to be dried and then being brought to private property. I don't want it there. Put it somewhere else. It's not a difficult process. There's the municipal lot right across the street. If the municipal lot was clean and there was more space available inside that municipal lot, it wouldn't be a problem. There's stuff spread out all over the municipal lot. And Tim, that's not a hit on you. In any way.
I'm not a defendant.
As the quote-unquote public works director, you're doing a fantastic job with the small amount of men that you have, but it has become a mindset in this town for that to be the dumping area, which segues into the next thing. The public works guys in this town take it upon themselves to work on private property. I called him the other day. They're mowing the lawn by Red Bank Recycling. They did the firehouse. They do private areas throughout the city that they think in I believe in their heart they're doing the right thing. I don't think they're doing it to further the benefit of an individual property owner, but they're doing private property work on borrowed time. The road going from Sasha's to the curb at Bay Avenue. Every one of those properties are privately owned by someone up on 36. But as I spoke with Tim, Tim's contention is it's a safety and security issue. Well, it'll get fixed real quick if someone gets a summons for not maintaining their property. He said that there's a right-of-way for signs and things along those lines. Uh-uh. If a sign is on your property, it's your responsibility under state law to maintain that property, just like when a sidewalk is put in. It's your responsibility to maintain the snow, and the attorney can advise you better because that's what the county and the state told me. It's not the city or state or county or state's responsibility to maintain that if it's on your property. And we have four men in public works who work very, very hard. And to have them work on those private projects, which they've been doing for a very long time, I think is absolutely wrong. And as the borough engineer said earlier, it's a whole lot cheaper for town employees to do the work than it is to contract the work out. If they're not doing the private work and they're doing borough work, then obviously we're going to save a lot more money.
Okay.
Thank you. One other item. And this is going to be something that's going to shock you. How about we raise the taxes?
Why?
Good question. I went to the Highlands Elementary Board of Education meeting last night and asked them to pass a resolution, which obviously they can't because all they can ask for is a tax levy. I'm asking the Borough Council to raise the taxes on non-residential parking lots in excess of 40 cars, 25 cents a day, and for every cell tower, $1,000 per year, and earmark that money directly for the technology section of the Highlands Elementary School. These are specific taxes that can be done. It doesn't raise the taxation to any individual in the borough of Highlands whatsoever. It doesn't impact us in any way but a positive way.
And to do what with the money?
To give it to the technology section for Highlands Elementary School. The costs that they have incurred over the past 5 years to build their fantastic infrastructure is going to be needed to upgrade it and continue along that path. Highlands Elementary School is one of the few schools in the state of New Jersey that exceeds the technology availability to the students. At the same time that that is available, our numbers in that elementary school are dropping dramatically. Maybe we need another teacher. It wouldn't cost a penny for the borough residents to incorporate a 25 cents per car tax per day on non-residential parking. It wouldn't cost the taxpayers one penny to impose a $1,000 a year per cell head, not tower, because you can have one tower with 50 heads. $1,000 per head. It wouldn't cost the borough a penny and would generate approximately $50,000 a year. Dedicating that to the elementary school, I don't see how they could be any argument. It's a win-win.
Now, NORC spent $110 million on high schools and all the scores went down. $110 million. The city of NORC built new high schools at the cost of $110 million. They probably have better equipment than the Pentagon, and the scores all went down. I don't know how that equates to. Now, currently, we're number 882 out of 1,120 grammar schools, meaning one the best, 1,120 the worst.
I would just like to rebut the raising taxes on non-residential. We will pay for it eventually because it's a business, and the business is going to take that extra expense those taxes are paying, and they're going to pass it on to the customer.
And dollars and cents are not the answer.
So if they pass it on to the customer, and the customer happens to be a person that doesn't live in Highlands, drives their car, parks their car in the lot, and gets on a boat and leaves.
In a perfect world.
How does that impact us?
In a perfect world. Okay. Pauline Jennings? What's there? Lori and Terrence King?
Left.
Okay. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. Yeah, sir.
We were just here to speak to the short-term rental issue. I know it wasn't on the agenda, but we submitted a package outlining our opinion and some of the other ordinances from neighboring townships.
This came from you?
No, that came from me.
No, there's packets that they dropped off at the counter at that'll be in your boxes. But
very good.
Yeah, it's just outlining our opinion.
We'll take
They've
a look
done
at that.
A lot of research.
Thank you.
Clearly, we also have another document from our borough attorney asking what we talked about at the last meeting.
That,
so
yeah.
We'll take all that into consideration.
Okay. And, you know, we're available to attorney.
Appreciate it. Okay. Peter Mullen? No problem, folks. Peter Mullen?
Peter Mullen, I just want to find out what the current status is of the Captain's Cove Arena. Is there a start date? I noticed that your easement agreement is a comprehensive one that does the entire perimeter, and there are other discussions about doing more than just the immediate repair.
Because we do have legal representation involved, I'm going to let Mr. Padula answer where we stand.
We have signed agreements that have been before this table. They haven't been exchanged yet. That's just a matter of formality.
Folks, please, Lorianne.
They've all been signed. My understanding is once Mr. Rosiak gets the signed agreements, he will then provide us with what he has to provide us for those agreements, performance bond and inspection escrows, and then when he starts, it's up to him. But there is a time restriction in the agreements that he has to start. I forget what it is, but within a certain period.
Don't know what that is.
I haven't looked in the agreements. You know, I wrote them 2 months ago. If you want to call me later, tomorrow.
Later. Later.
It was relatively short. I mean, it wasn't like 6 months. It was like 30 days.
I thought it was 30 days. Yeah, I believe it was 30 days.
It was 30 or 45.
30 or 45 days, something like that.
I know we talked about both. So it was between 30 and 45 or something. Start date.
Is there some anticipation of coordinating the town's effort with regard to
yes.
Yes.
What we asked to do, and I believe it was at the last meeting, I said it in public too, what we want to do to eliminate and lower both private and public money, obviously his money and our money, is to have a coordinated schedule because our engineering company will be doing inspections as we get to certain parts of the repair, for lack of a better word. And they've agreed to that. So they're going to let us know when we get to a point where our engineers aren't going to have to be there 3 days to inspect, you know, one thing. They'll get to a certain point in the construction.
And does the town have a schedule?
We have to get to wait for them to do certain things, and then we're going to do the work.
But you're ready to go.
We have the survey done. We're doing it's a minor design. We're doing that now, so we'll be ready.
Survey's been done what 6 months now?
No, we just the right-of-way survey was done several months ago.
Right.
The road survey was done a couple of weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah, about 3 weeks ago.
And with regard to the second part of my question, the easement document indicates full perimeter easements. And is there some anticipation that those are going to be utilized? Is there some discussions with the owner with regard to more extensive repairs than just the local ones?
I would say, if it's fair to say, that during discussions, there were things brought up about repairing the whole perimeter. Certain things done, you know, obviously out near Mr. Cobb's house and all the things that happened on the other side, too.
There's recognition that it all has to get repaired.
Some point.
But but at this point, there's been no discussions past. There's
been no plan before us or anything like that.
And does the documentation that he gave for the repair at Washington Avenue allow him to do repairs on his facilities at any time, at any location, without some sort of approval from you? Can he start working on a repair at my house?
What's the time frame that we have
there? I forget the time frame, but he starts to go through the proper channels to notify us and everything else before he goes ahead and opens the road. He still has to get road opening permit.
Yeah, right. even under the easements, the agreements and the easements aren't like a go-to-work permit.
They don't take away their road permit approvals.
It's basically allowing access.
My question is that he prepared documents that evidently you finally have accepted, their engineers and so forth. Is that a document that is a marina-wide accepted?
No. The only document we have right now is Washington. We recognize there has to be something done a whole perimeter-wise. So rather than starting from scratch again, and quite frankly, maybe saving a couple of dollars in legal and engineering fees, we did an easement situation where there still has to have permits, still has to have notice, and there is a proficiency in there for what the emergency thing is.
Yeah, for imminent harm to
say happens Friday night, you can't wait till Monday morning when the town opens up again to do certain things, but that would be only in the case of emergency.
Thank you very much.
No problem, sir. Ann Hamilton?
Let me give
you some pictures.
Okay.
Are these all?
So this is regarding the property 5 Secret Avenue. The first picture is my house.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I put that on there is just to show you I put a lot of money into my house, like a lot of people have. The second property is my neighbor's, which is 5 Secret Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, the concern is, as you can see, it's an absolute dump. So what I really wanted to say to the council is, and I think this gentleman over here made that point, is who wants to live in a neighborhood like this? You know, you want to spend a lot of money, come in, have this beautiful beach, this beautiful view. You know, we have this master plan that we want to encourage investment to come into this community. We want to make sure that we have people who want to come in and spend good money buying houses in this community. I have my house up for sale because I want to buy a bigger house. We can buy an island close by. I can't even get anybody to look at my house because they drive past and that's what they see next door. So the point really is you know, I think some progress has been made towards looking at cleaning up that property, but at the end of the day, we can spend all the money and all the construction we want, but if we don't clean up our neighborhood so that it looks good for people buying homes, I don't think we have a very good shot of getting any real return on our investment. So I'm just asking, I think if that was your next door neighbor, that would be the nightmare. And I just hope that this council will really consider cleaning that up, putting a lien on that property. I think it has several liens already, but please clean that up. It's a huge. You know, one of the other issues is there is a 10-foot drop at the end of that property because the land is sliding under the bulkhead.
Mm-hmm.
That's another issue I won't address tonight. But the danger is they've thrown cinder blocks down there. It's pushing on a bulkhead that is already in trouble. So that's a real issue. I think Dave Mercado has been out. He noticed it. We talked about it. I think he'll raise it with you. But, you know, it's dangerous. It's dangerous for that whole bulkhead, not to mention that the property itself is. I really request that this council continue on with the work that is being done. I think there's a court hearing that the owner of that property did not turn up for. And then I think the next step is to actually get this to fix it. And I just wanted to show you this picture and say, please, can we work together?
No, thank you for the pictures, man. Appreciate it. Okay.
Tim.
That's a nice TV. When are you having a Super Bowl party?
We're the court here, and I believe that did not change. Ma'am, Tim can share some.
The only thing I did here is a follow-up, and we have been working on this for a while, that the court, the failure to appear, I believe there was a warrant issued. Apparently this gentleman historically, and I don't know him by name, I don't know who he is, but apparently historically he's ignored this issue. We are looking at potential, like you're suggesting, of putting a lien against property. There is a process that we have to go through, but that's the next step at this point.
At that point, what we would try to do, what we could legally, to take everything out that you could, and then lien whatever the fee was for our people or subcontractor to do that against that property. So that's the next step.
It's definitely a public health issue.
No question.
Yeah. We had raccoons all over the place just last week. And I'm sure they're all living in that. It's unbelievable.
I had raccoons going back to it at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the animals in Crano, they're all over the place, everywhere. You know, and just, I think the biggest thing is, what came to case in point, I have a beautiful home that's ready for selling, the price is decent. Nobody wants to even look. I see cars driving across all the time. They take one of the Western store. And so it goes to the whole street. You've got a couple.
Thank you, Ms. Allen. Jerry Feldman? I think Jerry left. Mary Jane Tyson? She left. With that, I'll offer to Jerry. Is there another list now?
Is there another sheet?
With that, I deserve it. I got nothing.
For most of the
second.
Second. Thanks, everybody, for coming out.
All right.
Don't forget, Saturday the 23rd, Taste the Highlands if you haven't gotten tickets.